Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's women power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He was speaking at the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahillabai Holkar at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh today. PM Modi said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. He said that the clear message of the 140 crore people of the country is that now bullets will be answered with shells.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है. ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है. काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister said that today our government is working on the public welfare mantras of Lokmata Ahillabai. Nagarik Devo Bhava is the mantra of governance today. Our government is making the vision of women-led development the pivot of government. Women are at the center of every major scheme of the government. Colombia has officially withdrawn its statement that was issued expressing condolences on the loss of lives in Pakistan after the Indian strikes during the Operation Sindoor. This statement came after a meeting of all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Villa Vicencio in Colombia. Briefing Colombian ministers and senior officials, the all-party delegation led by Mr. Tharoor expressed India's view of recent events and voiced disappointment at Colombia's statement. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor said that Colombian ministers assured him that the statement had been withdrawn and India's position has now been properly understood and strongly supported. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Srikant Eknath Shinde has concluded their visit to Sierra Leone. DMK MP Kanimuzi led all-party delegation met the Indian diaspora in Latvia. In Mizoram, several people are feared dead after six houses, including a hotel, collapsed after a landslide triggered by heavy rain hit the Luangthalai town. Officials said that the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. on Friday in the Bazar Veng and Chanmari areas. Rescue operations are underway, led by the State Disaster Response Force and personnel from the 3rd Indian Reserve Battalion with help from volunteers of the Yang Lai Association, the largest civil society group in the district. In Arunachal Pradesh, seven people have lost their lives in a devastating landslide triggered by heavy rainfall on the National Highway 13 between Bana and Sepa in East Kameng district last night. Sources say the vehicle was en route to Sepa when the rain-triggered landslide struck, causing it to plunge off the road. All seven occupants were killed. Rescue teams have recovered the bodies, but their identities are yet to be confirmed. India and Brazil strengthen bilateral ties at the Shangri-La Dialogue 2025, reaffirming commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan and Admiral Aguiar Freire, Chief of Staff of Brazil Armed Forces, discussed shared values and interests, underscoring the importance of a rules-based international order and a growing convergence of views between both countries on regional and global issues. In French Open men's doubles, India's Yuki Vamri and his American partner Robert Galway advanced to the third round with a thrilling three-set victory over seven seeds Nicola Mektush and Michael Venus in Paris today. India's Rohan Bopanna and his Czech partner Adam Pavlicek have also advanced to the third round of French Open, defeating home favorites Fabian Ribol and Sadio Dumbia. They will next face the second seeds Henry Patton of the United Kingdom and Harry Heliovaara of Finland tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.